Vamos 24.
But if Esther de Chaloisa said, the Gemara's maskona is, you're allowed to put semer bepishtim, bepishtim becemer. The Esther from Tzitzis is matir semer bebeget pishtim. Semer bebeget pishtim. And pishtim bebeget semer. And we mentioned, I want to mesab the dvorim. Sach dvoras, yeder einer lefaratzmoi. The Rishonim ask a kasha. Now, the Rishonim stel the kasha, and we have to see, there's a big nafkamina in it, and the second line of the Gemara. The Hainu, tzemer and pishtim, they understand. A person has to put semer and beged pishtim. The beged is from linen. Chelis has to be wool. Muzman machen kilayim. Zogin the Rishonim, but we don't understand the second chelik. Pishtim betzemer? Why you need to put linen in the beged shel tzemer? It's not a klal from Rishlokish, Omar Rishlokish, kol mokim she'ef shalikayim shtayim, and we don't say eser dechaleisese. So there is a ef shalikayim shtayim. You don't have to be mekayim the mitzvah with linen. You can be mekayim the mitzvah from tzemer. So what is the heter? This is the kash of the Rishonim. So what is that? Bishleim betzema bepishtim, they understand? Pishtim betzema, they don't understand. One of them, the first teretz is the Ramban, as Einachanami. Our sugya is the loike reshlokish. Lefi reshlokish, there is no mokim to our sugya. Because lefi reshlokish, yochel lekayim shteim. Don't put pishtim betzema. Put tzema betzema. Tzema bepishtim, yeah, but not pishtim betzema. That's the Ramban's teretz. Our sugya machlekes asugyas. The sugya in Menachos Daf Mem halt ki Rishlokish. Our sugya doesn't know like Rishlokish. Teretz. The Rashba noch a teretz. Zog the Rashba ein echanami. Our sugya, the person doesn't have strings. He ran out of strings. He doesn't have chutei pishton. He only has chutei tzema. He only has chutei pishton. But if he has, avada yochel lekayim shtei. So these are the two Rishonim. One Mahalach Ramban. One Mahalach Rashba. And again, both of the Rishonim shtel the kasha and pishtim letzemer, linen and a beged from wool. Tesis also has this kasha. Tesis also shtels the zelbe kasha. Just when Tesis shtels the kasha, Tesis moved the kasha not only on pishtim letzemer, Tesis shtels the kasha and tzemer lepishtim. Frek Tesis, what is the heter of Tzemer Lepishtim? You write that the Tcheles needs to be on the beged of linen. This is the two strings of Tcheles. Oh, but the Tuchutim from Lavan, who is matter to do Tzemer Lepishtim? This is Tesis Kasha. Interesting. All of the Rishonim, it didn't bother them. The Rishonim skipped that Kasha. The Rishonim skipped this Kasha. The Rishonim straight went to the second Kasha. Fragen the Rishonim, Tzemer lepishtim, we understand. You need to put wool, because you need to put chayles. Oh, but pishtim letzemer, we don't understand. Zog the Ramban, our sugi holds is not in yochel lekayim shteim. Zog the Rashbo, we're talking a person that doesn't have chutim. Two terutzim. Tesis, shtel the zelbe kashe, just Tesis is shtelling the kashe, and Tzemer lepishtim. And Tesis says, I understand the chayles. Then Tesis will ask also Pishtim Letzemer, the Hemshecha Tesis. But Tzemer Lepishtim is like, Tesis, I understand Tcheles. But I don't understand the Lavan. But we see the Ramban and the Rashba were not bothered with this Kasha. The Bichlal didn't have a Kasha. Machlek is not. Tesis stel the Kasha. And of them is like, Tesis, Teretz is a Migu. It means the Gemara Menachos, it's a Migu. Migu that the Tcheles is Matir, the Lavan is Matir, even that Yochel Lekayim Shtei. And we stel the Kasha. What is Tesis Kasha Bichlal? After anyway, I have to put on the tcheles. The beged is anyway klein. It's anyway, it's one klein. It's one aveira. It's not two aveiras. It's one aveira. The beged is klein, bigger, smaller. It's the zelbe zach. So the man, if anyway I have to put on the tcheles, what's enough kemin if I'm putting on lava? It's even ein kash. And if I have to put on, so what is I'll put pishton weiter to be klein. With the tcheles, what's enough kemin? That's given the kash. What is the pshat in Tesis? And we mentioned one mahalach that the Chazanish zog, that's ein echanami. This is what Tesis means. Tesis taki means that it's no nafkimine. Now we understand what the Rishonim did as a kasha. understand why the Rishonim don't ask the kasha? The Tesis is coming and saying, after anyway, in the Beged of Linen, I have to put two strings of Tcheles, I add Chutim of Lavan, it doesn't make enough Kamina. That's anyway Kilayim. It doesn't make enough Kamina. And that's the good for the Kavan of Tesis and the Teretz. That's the good for the Kavan of Tesis and the Teretz. Besides does go for the Kavanah Teis and the Teretz. It's Dorichak, we ask Kashas, as a Gilad the Chazanish. If we don't want to learn like that, it's not Mashma like that in Teisus. We said Teis and Ksuvus, all the rise that we said yesterday. So we bring from Reb Nochem, Reb Reuven speaks it out clear, that Avada, this is not a Kasha Bichlav. The Haim. What Teisus asks is the Kasha. I write that you could put on two chutim shel tcheles and a bagin of linen because Esther de Chalaisa say, although don't put on the two chutim of Laban because Efshar lekayim shteim bepishton. Who is matir to you in a bagin of pishton to put on tcheles Laban matir? Although to put on the shteim shel Laban, who is matir to you to put on the shteim shel Laban? Who is matir to you to put on the shteim shel Laban? And we ask the kasha, what is this kasha? It's anyway kilayim. The teretz is Sark Reb Reuven Reb Nochem. Esed Echaloisese is not the pshat stam. Esed Echaloisese, so it's mutter. The gather of Esed Echaloisese is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, if you have to do a mitzvah, even if it's an aveira because the mitzvah, I let you to do the aveira. But if it's an aveira anyway without the mitzvah, then I don't have a heter. So in our case, I have a beged from linen. I have to put on two tcheles. But I have to put on tcheles of bikilayim, I'm allowed to do it. But if I put on the lavan without Esed Echaloisis, so we're asking, what is Tesis handle Arayim? Anyway, it's not Nafkamina already. Because anyway, it's Kilayim. So what is Nafkamina if you're adding Kilayim? The Teretz is Okam Kiveiga. If I put on the lavan, and the lavan will become Kilayim and the Beged, so even that for the Tcheles, I need to be Deichad Eloisis. Although the Tcheles doesn't need that Kilayim. It only needs his Kilayim. Esed is only Matir the Lav that is Machmosoi. The Lav that is not Machmosoi, it's not Matir. It's only the matir, the kilayim that comes out through the tcheles. But look, so the beggar is anyway kilayim. So because anyway I have to do a mitzvah, I'll be mutar to over aveira. Avada nisht. Avada I don't have a heter. Avada I don't have a heter. This was the teretz that Reb Reuven and Nochem said pshat in Tesfis. And here we ask the kasha. I want to tell you a double chorus. So let me start on the dvorim klo. Herzach and good the kasha. The kasha is azeh. The kasha is azeh. So we know we have a beged from linen. I'm allowed to put on two chutei tcheles. Esther de Chalaisase, I'm mutar to do kilayim. Tesis is handling in the sugya. What is my heter to add another two strings from lavan from tzemer? So we asked, we answered why Tesis is handling it because lo yitzur, I don't have a heter. It's klay. So Tesis beside it. So I know I'm allowed to add two chutim of lavan. What is the heter? Esther de Chalaisase. You're right. The mitzvah is tcheles. The other two strings I'm allowed to put on pishtot. Aber migdud I'm allowed to put on the tcheles. So I'm allowed to put on the lavan and esed echaloisis. Now, Tesis handles why I'm allowed to put on the two shtei chutim shel lavan. Put on chutim shel pishtot. Be'etzem I have a etter. Esed echaloisis. As if esed echaloisis tcheles is allowed to be put inside the bag of linen, the two chutim tzemer are also allowed to be put in. Esther de Chalaisas. Now the kasha is, what is the heter of Esther de Chalaisas? Why are you allowed to put on the two strings of linen? You're right, I have a heter, Esther de Chalaisas. Oh, but forget about the heter of Esther de Chalaisas. Yochel Lekayim Shteim. When is Esther de Chalaisas? When Yevshel Lekayim Shteim. But if Yochel Lekayim Shteim, if you put on two chutim shel pishton, you don't have Esther de Chalaisas. So what is matter to you to put on two chutim from lovon inside this beggar from linen, put on pishton, Yochel Lekayim Shteim. The Teretz says, Migu. What is Tesis Kasha Bichlal? A person has a beged from linen and he put on two chutim from tzemer. Tcheles. Now he wants to put on two chutim. He has esef from tzitzis. He needs to add another two strings. So Tesis Vesedo, you're allowed to add linen. Who lets you to add wool? Esed Echaloisa said, Abba Yochel Lekayim Shteim. You have an option. Put on linen. Who's battling you to put on the chutim shel tzemer? Frank Reb Reuven said, I will put on linen. What will happen? It will be kilayim with the tcheles. So better I will have aver of kshatnes. Esser b'deichaloisase. So let me now to put on lovon, and it will be esser deichaloisase, and it will be esser deichaloisase, the lovon will be deichad the kilayim. Be masbe. I have a beged of linen, and I put shtei chutim shel tcheles. Esser deichaloisase. Now I want to add another two chutim. We said, and we have to have esser deichaloisase on every chut. Because without that, the first essay is not matter. Say that. So I want to add two chutim. Zogt mir Taisis, don't add wool. Add linen. Because Yochel can't stand. No, it's a migus I'm allowed to add. Before the migus. Taisis doesn't let me to add the wool. Because Yochel can't stand. Be pishla. I want to add wool. And I'll say, Esef tzitzis is doiche de lav of kilayim. You tell me, yeah, you're right that Esef could be doiche de lav of kilayim. But if you have a different option, you have to use the other option. So I'm asking you, what is my other option? I'll put linen. When I put linen, it's a big kilayim with the tcheles. So how vital will be over on the lav? You're right. The Esef tcheles will be doiche de lav of kilayim. Now, I'll put the white wool. It's a big kilayim in the beged. And the Esef if the white will be doiched the lav of kilayim. So you're telling me you don't let me to put inside two chutim from wool in the beged pishtol because I'm doing kilayim. I ask the chloisis, yochel lekayim shteim. Masbu de kasha. Yochel lekayim shteim alemol means, lemoshel. A person wants to blow shofar. He has shofar shavet zore. You tell him, Herzachayim, you have a better shofar, a clean shofar. Why to do ask the chloisis? Then yochel lekayim shteim is not doiched. One sheet of holes, no, it's doiched alemol. I'm allowed to do what I want. The other sheet holds, no, I'm not allowed to do what I want. Say it. Mask it. Say it. Mask it. Other, I'm the shayla says it. Here, if I don't do the mitzvah, and I put wool, I'm also asked the chaloisese. I'll give you the moshe, which ain't kedug moshe. A person has a shayfo shel avid ezore, and he has on the table another shayfo shel irani dachas. He wants to blow the shofar shel avodah zarah. They tell him, no, efshar lekayim shteim. Blow the other shofar. They all talk, man. They also have to be the esed echaloisa. Does that mean efshar lekayim shteim? He has two shofar shel avodah zarah. You want to blow the efshar lekayim shteim? Do the other one. And they also does that mean efshar lekayim shteim means if I go to the other place, I'll be all right. Here, if I'm putting in the wool inside, I'm doing klayim. I have esed doicha the lav of klayim. You tell him, you know, efshar lekayim shteim. Put linen. Said, I'll put linen. And when I put linen, at a big line with the tcheles. You're right, the tcheles has a heter to do it. The tcheles has to do it at eser decheleses. But what is better, this over this?
It's
machmosi. What? If I put the pishon, it's also machmosi. Machmos the pishon, I have now kilayim with the tcheles. We're not asking the first kasha why we need to come to eser decheleses. I want to explain. The first kasha was stop. What is the whole handle around? Stop! After it's anyway kilayim, adding kilayim doesn't help. The Torah says no. If it's a new kilayim, the esa is not machmosai, the main it's a problem. If it's a new kilayim, if the esa is not machmosai, it's a problem. Maskim. Now he's saying beseda. So I have an esa of lovon, but the esa of lovon has to be matil me to put kilayim. So the Torah says the esa of lovon cannot be matil you to do kilayim. Why the esa of lovon cannot matil? Because efshar lekayim shteim. Frag the Reb Reuven, what's that Shalekayim Shteyim? If I'll put on linen, it'll be Kilayim in the Tcheles. If it'll be Kilayim in the Tcheles, for sure, the Tcheles will be Deichet. So in the end of the day, when I go home, what I will have in my pocket? A mitzvah esse with a lav that was nitche. So let me to put on the lavan, I will have a mitzvah esse with a lav that is nitche. In the bottom and the end, I will have the Zdol Bezach. So what? The Averev Shatnes will be Nitchen then or not. It's one Shatnes, not two Averevs. It's one Averev Shatnes. Averev Shatnes will be pushed away or not. Well, I understand with the Reuven Alamol, what is the Pshat Efshar Lekayim Shteyim? If you have a way without pushing the lav, try not to push it. En brera, en brera. Shepach nishmi the lav. If it's a way, this lav is going to be checked. I'm planning when I finish the weird tzitzis, I'm going home with the Averev in my pocket. I wore Shatnes. With a mitzvah. So why not to put on lavan? The lavan will be doicha the lav of shatnes. And if I will put on pishtim, I will also in the end have to be left with the eser decheleisese. From here, from there, it doesn't make a difference. It's one averes, not two averes. 100 shatnes is one aver. So what is the difference? Was heißt yochel lekayim shteim? Yochel lekayim shteim means alemol. If I will blow a different shofar, I will go home without the aver. Blow the other shofar. Here, if I'll put on pishton, I will fight to go home with the Aveira if Esther de Chalais is it. So it's two terutzim on this kasha. Two terutzim on this kasha. One teretz, a terutz chorif, as Imi Gizot in Ponovich, a terutz chorif, a behertz achayim, shalikov et Shabbos, we can fashtein this. I want to give you a akdom. A besalevi, nisht ala amaskim, but kach kibalu me a besalevi. A person has a baguette 100 meters long. A talis. 100 meters long. He puts on the talis. And as if Mencitis Akeses, Shoiso Talisa in Ischeves al Kshar Yerushalayim, his talis goes till the end of the street. In the end of the street, someone comes and puts a little piece of linen inside. He's allowed to wear this talis or not? Avada not. The little piece of linen turns the whole beggar to become kilayim. When there's a match, linen and wool, not, the aver is not in the linen. Linen and wool is treif. So even that the linen is laying chveis in a under a street, so the Besalevi, it's poshut, he's not allowed to wear this beggar. There's another beggar, a beggar from silk, also 100 meters long. And the end of the beggar of silk is a piece of shatnez. And they put like a nice frame in the end that is made from shatnez. You're allowed to wear this beggar from silk or not? The shatnez is laying in the street. Zog the Besalevi, Avada, you're allowed to wear it. What is the Aveira exactly? He's not wearing shatnez. He's wearing silk. Especially, he's neder from shatnez now. He's not neder from shatnez. The beggar is from silk. Shatnez is there. That's a good Zog the Besalevi. When the beggar is from wool, the whole street, and there's a shatnez, the whole beggar is shatnez. Same as the Pishtim. But when the beggar is silk, the silk is silk. The silk doesn't become treif. The shatnez is weird, dear. So I'm allowed to wear it. I'm not nana from the shatnez. Is that aloha that mixes a beggar kikulo? Abushtein is aloha. A person has a house of avid. I want to ask you a shayla. A person has a long talis, 100 meter, and the end of the talis, he has avid zol. Has the issue to wear the talis? 100 meters in the end is a piece of avid zol. Is it problem to wear it? Why shatnez is different? So if it's wool in the end is a piece of silk, it's not a bag of chatnez, it's a bag of silk. It's not a bag of chatnez, it's a bag of silk. Why a chatnez? It's silk. Chelik the bag is a bag of avid zor. Ich weiß, dass andere Dinge sagt, behellen der andere. The Besalevi, when he starts, he says, Loi mi boi to the shtikultei, that we said in the beginning for the Besalevi, that the Isur is the nene from the shatnez. So then he says, Imamish understands it, poshut, that you have to be nene from the shatnez. He says, even without that, even if I have to wear the shatnez, itaynez, lechul it's not called that I'm wearing the shatnez. Lo mi zog in itzlo, that the Besalevi is gerecht. Besalevi dachte sich, odo simen, chelik alef, simen alef, beis gimel dorten. Er sagt, der Sache dorten. Aber er sagt, let me gehen it's fair weiter. One more step. We're coming to our talis. It's a dvorim nifloim. It's a mamish apel, as kenen ish gizok das. It's a dvorim nifloim. A person has a beged made from linen. We're going back to our sugya. A talis made from linen, and he has two strings from tcheles. Thesis wants him now to put on two lover. He wants to put on two lover. When he puts on these two lover, when he puts on the two lover, what happens then? The whole beged becomes klein, right? It's a beged from linen. He has two tcheles. A beged from linen. He has two tcheles hanging down. If he adds two more lavan, forget about the tcheles, the whole beged is treif because there's two lavan. Ask him. So, tesvesh, efshal lekayim shteim. What this person will put on? He will put on linen. So he has the talis from linen, and he will put on, he has two strings from wool, and he's adding now two strings from linen. What happens when he's adding now two strings from linen? These two strings become kilayim where? In the wool. And the beged become kilayim? The beged is also linen. Where do they become kilayim? In the strings. Maskim or not? The beged is kilayim already because the first two strings. But this is mutar, this is asad halaisis. Now when he's adding two strings, where the treif is happening? What everywhere? It's linen. What linen? Linen with linen, what's the problem? Where the problem is happening? Only in the strings. The wool makes a problem in the whole beged. This was mutar, tcheles is mutar. Now, the linen, where the linen is the problem? Only in the strings is the tzemel. So where is the kilayim of this beged? Of the tcheles made the whole beged kilayim. As for the chalosh. Now he has to add two more strings if lover. So if he adds wool, again the whole beged becomes kilayim. Maskim? one piece of wool and a bag of linen, the whole bag is kilayim. Right? This we said already kilayim. We said every adding kilayim. This we're magim. To add kilayim is a problem. We explained to add kilayim is a problem because it's from a new mitzvah. This was the first akdomen. This was the kasha we spoke yesterday, and we answered to add kilayim is a problem. So zok teisves that when you add kilayim, it's not an answer because anyway it's kilayim. So if I add lavon, I'm not allowed to do that because I'm adding kilayim. I'm making again a new reason for the whole beggar to be kilayim. I'm not allowed to. But es decheloisa said zok teisves. But I have an eitzah. I will put on linen. We're asking a kasha. If I'll put on linen, now I will have a problem that the linen will be kilayim with the tcheles. So I want to ask you: these two strings of linen. Where is the kilayim? Only in the strings, not in the beged. You understand why? I'm asking you again one more time. A person has a beged from linen. He has one string of wool, the whole beged is treif. Two strings, the whole beged is treif. So he added two treiles, the whole beged became treif. Now he wants to add two more strings. If he adds two more lavan, again he covers the whole beged again with kilayim. If he adds two more from wool, so every one of them is a new reason that the whole beged is kilayim. He will add these two new strings from linen. Now when he will add these two new strings from linen, where the bikilayim? Linen with linen is not a problem. Where this kilayim will be kilayim? Only in the strings. Not masculine? What do you go to the bag? Linen is not a problem. The tcheles already is there anyway. The tcheles is there. The tcheles already did kilayim. What he's adding in the linen, where he's adding kilayim? The beged, what are the new beged?
Beged needs strings.
Say
that. It's not like the beged of silk, it's completely different.
I don't understand.
Silk beged is what happens to the end. This is
what happens to the end. The beged of linen, when I'm adding two strings of linen, nothing happens to the beged. The tzemer makes the whole beged kilayim. I'm not adding tzemer. I'm adding pishto. We're mixing is the problem. I'm not mixing in the whole beged. The tzemer is the problem in the beged. No. When I have a beged from linen, I want to be mad. I'm sorry. When I have a beged from pishton, the fact that in the bottom I have treif kilayim doesn't spread. Kilayim doesn't spread up if I'm not wearing it. If it's on the floor. A long beged from silk, 100 meters. And the end of piece mamish full of kilayim, the piece stays also everything. It doesn't go up. What goes up if the beged is from linen and one string is from wool? It becomes a heftzeh of kilayim. This becomes a heftzeh of kilayim. But if the beged is silk, even if I have a treif of kilayim, the kilayim is mimikoyimah. Now here I have a beged from silk, from linen, and I have two strings from tzemer, treiles. The whole beged is treif. Okay, this is muta. Now I'm going to add two strings. When I'm adding two strings of linen, so in the beged, nothing changed. Where the change happened? Only in the mokim of the chutim. And the beged, what changed in the beged? The linen and linen doesn't make kilayim. Linen and linen doesn't make kilayim. Wool and linen makes kilayim.
On the street,
no problem. More silk on the other side, what is the problem? What? Right, so that place is another problem. But that the middle beggar doesn't become more problem. You're right. These two strings are a problem. I'm asking. So where is the kilayim? Only in these two strings. The beggar is pishton. I'm adding pishton. What is my problem? Pishton, the pishton doesn't disturb. The tzemer was there before me. The tzemer was there. The pishton I'm adding. Where is the problem? Kilayim beged, so what? Kilayim beged, a beged meshi with kilayim at the bottom is not a problem. Because kilayim or tzemel? The tzemel asks, because the tzemel alone asks the whole beged. Tracht das Arriba. If I'm right, I want just to finish the last part. You see, it's so poshut that if it's emes, I tell us that choydim nishgizotza. Abarazay, I'm allowed to wear this beged. I'll explain to you why. I have a beged from silk, and I have two strings of tcheles. This I'm allowed to add. If I would add now two strings of silk, if we decided that kilayim will only be in the string area, not up in the beged, when we're in the strings in the chutim, so the chutim is mitzvah slav lehenes nidlu. There's no issue to be nana from kilayim, zok the Besalevi. Besalevi asked the kasha. The Rambam says chutim shlav edizora, you're allowed to put on tzitzis because it's not called nana from the chutim. Mitzvah slav lehenes nidlu. So Besalevi asked the kasha, so what does bichal you have to come to the heter of tzitzis, kilayim betzitzis, mitzvah slav lehenes nidlu? And the teretz, because I'm nana from the beged, all different teretz. But on the chutim is no anoe. The anoe is anoas mitzvah. I'm bichlal not nana. I don't know if bichlal is chimum duch the chutim. Stam is no anoe, it's chum in the chutim. The chutim don't give you anoe. The problem is, Mr. Levi explains, because duch the chutim, the beged becomes asu, and there's no mitzvah in the beged. And the chutim is mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Stam is no anoe as aguf, it's no anoe as chimum, it's efshar ha'aloe, efshar ha'itzik elevishim. But it's no anoe bichlal in the chutim. So if the person will put on pishtim, he doesn't have a problem. Then it does it in pshat in teisves. Frek teisves. What is this heter to put on chutei tzemer? Efshar b'chutei pishton. Efshar l'kayim shteyim. Frek the world, frek Reb Reuven, if I will put chutei pishton, what is my matter to put on chutei pishton? It will be kilayim in the tcheles. The teretz is, but where to be kilayim? It will only be kilayim in the tcheles place. If it will be kilayim in the tcheles place, that kilayim I'm allowed to wear? No. If I put love on a tzemer, the whole beged is linen. One string of tzemer, the whole beged becomes tzeif. We said a beged 100 meters wool, linen. One string of wool, the whole beged is tzeif. Dvorim pshutim. Zishpet, let me get weiter. Zishpet, let me get weiter. This is one teretz. Reb Reuven himself says the andere teretz. Reb Reuven sagt das ey. Reb Reuven, ich weiß, ich bin schon mal dich gehalten. I have to mitrach gut und verstehen das. Es ist kiemat am mitzvah liyashe, vor was ich gesagt das. If it's MS Becheshvin, muss man lernen das. Es ist nicht, kann sein. Reb Reuven, mishuma nicht gegangen mit der Mahalachtake. Und Reb Reuven gesagt das. Stam Balabatisch. Sagt er, you're right. What is our kasha? Why is a heter to wear tzemel? Why is a heter to, what does this want him? To put pishton? If you put pishton, it's also eser deichaloisese. So what's in the whole epshal lekayim shtem is alemol. If in the other way, I will not have the aveire. But if in the other way, I will anyway have the aveire. So what is yochal lekayim shtem? No, the teretz is poshet. It's not the pshat yochal lekayim shtem. If without that, I will not have the aveire, I don't have a heter. Together is eser is deichaloisese when the eser needs to be deichaloisese. But if this eser doesn't need to be deichaloisese, the eser doesn't have a koyach to be deichaloisese. Even if you yourself anyway will have to do the aveire. But if the eser doesn't need to do it, the eser doesn't have to do it. But the lovan says, I say, the lovan doesn't need to be deicha kilayim. Because the lovan could be pishton. You're right. It will be pishton, the tcheles will come, and the tcheles will have to be deicha him. The tcheles anyway has to be deicha kilayim here. Because he has to do it for the beged anyways. This eser, the mitzvah of the lovan, doesn't need to be deicha delaisase. I, anyway, because of him, aveira will done. Because of bikilayim, and the tcheles will have to be deicha him. Besides, the tcheles anyway has to be doicher here. So b'meile, when you say yochal lekayim shteim, doesn't mean that without that, aveir will not be done here. If the eser doesn't need to be doicher, the loisase, because the tcheles anyway has to be doicher him, don't let him to be doicher. It's the same story that we said before. Eser doicher loisase when there's a need. When there's no need to be doicher, you're not doicher. When there's efshal lekayim shteim, does it together. If someone else could be doicher, don't, the love doesn't want to be doicher. Not the pshat is, the love tells, Esa says, if it will be no aveire, please don't be doiche. But if aveire is anyway, we don't, no. If this Esa doesn't need to be doiche aveire, let him without doiche the aveire. This Esa doesn't need to be doiche the aveire. Aye, the tcheles will have to be doiche. The tcheles anyway has to do it here. Does he the Esa? I want to go weiter. So if we misak him the vile be'etzem, we said, four mehalchim in the sugya. We call it shloisho shem arba. We have a kasha in the sugya. What happened to Esther? Why the Gemara says Tzemer bepishtim bepishtim betzemer? What's with Esther? They chalosh us. Biyochel lekayim shteim. What is the heter? What is the heter? As they frag in the Rishonim. So the Rambam says, our sugi holds, even biyochel lekayim shteim, put linen, put wool, our sugi bichlal doesn't hold up a problem biyochel lekayim shteim. Ateretz of alakashas. The Rashba says, and the Ateretz. It's no springs. Aber ein echinami, if it's chutim, we said they don't ask the Kasha and Migu. This vice place they hold that it's not called Yochel Kaim Shteim. They forget what we're asking and taste is they didn't hold from it. Maybe the Kasha was only on the second Chalik. They didn't hold from the first Chalik. Maybe they also didn't answer the second Migu, but if you don't have the first Migu, maybe you don't have the second Migu. It's another Poshut. This is the Ramban and the Rashba. Taisvis asks the Kasha even on the first Chalik. And Taisvis doesn't want to answer that our Sugi is Chalik. And he doesn't want to answer there's no chutim, and ish gehalt sa teretz. So Taisus answered, you have to come to a migu. And Taisus, we said, what is the pshat in Taisus? So chad b'chazanish that learns pshat in Taisus, that doesn't go for the teretz of Taisus, because it's anyway kilayim, so you're allowed to do it. It's one pshat in Taisus. Other Mochim said, Avada, it's not kilayim anyways, because it's a new kind of kilayim. No, Taisus learns that the esek could be deich eloisus only what you need for it. So what Taisus means? Yochel lekayim shteim. Taisus means ander revolt, because I can mekayim it bepishton. We asked the kasha, but pishton anyway will be a problem. And we said two mahalachim under the panavich mahalach. As the pshat is that azev is zaynish kikilaim if you do it in pishton. Other like Ribruven that mikol mekoyim if the lovin doesn't have to be doicher, you don't have a head to be doicher. Leave it to the pishton. Those are the tamtis advarim was migiret bizista. Right, but the pishton anyway the tchelis has to be doicher already. The pishton anyway has to be needed. Yeah, no, but the mitzvah of tcheles and the mitzvah of lovan. The mitzvah of tcheles anyway has to be doich already, so don't give another mitzvah to make it chiyah. The mitzvah of tcheles, when it's doich the lav, it doesn't make a difference to him if he's doich or lav in a bigger beggar than a smaller beggar. He's already doich anyway. And for the ikar beggar, he has to be doich. There's no new ischachas. He anyway has to be doich for the beggar of pishlan. So if he anyway has to be doich for the beggar of pishlan, it's not enough kemina. It's the same beggar. It's no difference. It's the same as... There's no ma'ala b'shiurim, there's no ma'ala b'shiurim. Put on his cheshbon. First, he's allowed to have, maybe don't put on a bag of pishton. You're allowed to put on a bag, how big you want the bag? You're not allowed to wear, so don't wear the bag of pishton, Michlal. No, it's not. Why are you allowed to wear a bag of pishton? Taisus, doctor, Taisus can have shalakayim shteim. As I said, Taisus. So what do you think? I mean, take off string. Why take off string? Maybe take off the baguette. I'm allowed to have baguette pishon how big I want. And the Mrs. Trellis is doing it. The station can have shalakayim shteim. The station can have shalakayim shteim. I'm allowed to have a baguette. How big I want my baguette to be? A person is allowed, if a person has a baguette pishon, 1 meter or 2 meters, when he goes to wear tzitzis, he has to not to wear a baguette pishon. Mefurish and tasting, you're allowed to wear what you want. So as the pishton, a person is allowed to wear the pishton. So the tchelis is there, the pishton is one tchir. There's no difference if the beggar is small or big. I mean, that mitzvah is a vine mitche. Now this person, instead of going this way, that he's wearing a beggar pishton and he's doiche with the tchelis, he wants to have one mitzvah that the tchelis to be doiche, and then he wants the lover to be doiche. He wants to have twice tchir. We need twice tchir, we said, because without twice tchir, extra kilayim is not heter. So you want to have two tchirs, you don't have a heter to make two tchirs. Well, you have to laugh with the first tchir. Taisus and Menachos Daf Mem, Taisus and Menachos Daf Mem comes with a new teretz. And Taisus Oktaze. So Taisus and Menachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Taisus has a poshta teretz. Couple words. Inami, first teretz he goes like by us. Inami midoi raisi yesharye verabonunu de gozu vekeven efshar lekayim shteim. Aber mit der Reise schori de kilai mamesh huta. Taisa says a teretz, the words are not so klar, that in tzitzis, val is hutra, is no klal of yochel lekayim shtei. The Ramban here is meramez this teretz. Bekol atere kulo is a aloche yochel lekayim shteim. If you could change to linen, you have to change. If you could change to wool, you have to change. In tzitzis, val is hutra, is no klal of yochel lekayim shteim. The moshel in ma'adavar daim is a gemara in yume. Gemara declares, tumo hutra betzibur or tchuyah betzibur? You know, betzibur, tumo hutra betzibur. Hutra or tchuyah? It's a gemara lemayin afkemineh. להדור האחרים. זאת דגמור, if to מהות רבי ציבור, you don't have to look for a coin toy. If it's true of a ציבור, but if you have a coin toy, if you find a פח השם and that is toy, you have to look. But if it's true, if it's הוטרו, there's no need to look for a toy. It's הוטרו בציבור. If it's true, it's not as awesome as it is. Esa de chaleisa se bekola tere kulo, it's true. So we tell you, Epsha lekayim shtem, if you don't need to, don't do it. Tzitzis is הוטרו. Val tzitzis is הוטרו. Val tzitzis is הוטרו. You don't say Epsha lekayim shtem. It's mutter, so there's no point to try to go somewhere else. As David Gemara is the motion is a gewaltige motion. As David Tuma Utra Bezibur sagt the Gemara. If it's Utra, don't look for a coin toy. Utra. Hashem said, well, every time you have to look for a coin gadol, coin hedid is also good. When it's Utra Bezibur, Tuma and Tor is the same thing. Literally, Hashem never said that you have to have a coin toy. Is it need to look for a toy? Utra, Hashem changed the Torah. Hashem changed the Torah. How we know, you have to know. First, this is what Taisa says. The Tzitz is Utra, Taisa is no. I mean, Baal will see Rabbeinu Tam. No, first, what is the Teretz of Tesis? We have a kasha, we have to know, the Rishonim have a kasha in the sugya. It says that you're allowed to put what kind of strings that you want. We have a klal, yochel lekayim shteyem. Zog the Ramban, our sugya is choyle. Zog the Rashba, we don't have strings. Zog Tesis by us, I have a migu. Cheshbon is how it works. Come Tesis and Menoche says, I have a four Teretz. When you say yochel lekayim shteyem, benetchuyo. And the hutra is no klal of yochel lekayim shteyem. And the moshe of davar adoyim, we found in Yuma. Tuma hutra betzibur zog digmore, don't look for a kohen toy. Tchuya hutra, you don't you look for a kohen toy. How we know that it's a hutra? How we know that it's a hutra? Teis doesn't say, he doesn't feel even that he has to say. Interesting. Teis doesn't feel even that he has to explain. It's so poshut him that it's hutra. I'm afraid this is the Teretz of Teis. Now, I want to go a step weiter. Tesis, when you turn the page in Menoches, Memamud Beis, Tesis brings down Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam also learned that it's Hutro. But Rabbeinu Tam learned, this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, this is Ashlomas Advorim, Rabbeinu Tam learned that it's Hutro plus. I want to explain. Rabbeinu Tam came and said, it's a Loshen HaGemore in Menoches Daf Memamud Beis. Omar Shmuel, Tcheiles Ein Bo Mishum Kilayim. Tchelis and Tzitzis, Ein ba mishum kilay. So Rabbi Natan had shver, what's the pshat, Tchelis, Ein ba mishum kilay. Versteht me. We're learning the whole time, the sugas here. And fakert, Tzitzis, kilayim, Tchelis, Ein ba mishum kilay, anay azog, zog Rabbi Natan, Shmuel came to say, another chidush. Not stam the Tzitzis is hutro, it's hutar even shaloi b'mokoi mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Tam brings down three or four nafkeminas. First nafkemina balaylo, you're not yoitze tzitzis. You're allowed to wear the tzitzis. Noshim are not chayev b'tzitzis. They're allowed to wear the tzitzis. Talis she'ulo is not chayev midoy raise. You're allowed to wear the tzitzis. And a fourth case that it's tachtov, lo mishane. Zog Rabbeinu Tam achidush. I want to explain. Ala esa de chaloisa se is only mutter b'shas doing the mitzvah. So even before touching, before is the problem, hechshel mitzvah. B'shas doing the mitzvah is esa de chaloisa se. Tzitzis is mutter not only b'shas the mitzvah, even before the mitzvah. Now I want to explain. This is hutro shebehutro. This is hutro shebehutro. Tzitzis before didn't mean the whole Rabbeinu Tam. I'll bring you a riot. Why Tesis waited to Mem Amud Beis to have such a long Tesis of Hutro? Here Tesis said one line, Hutro. The Tzitzis is Hutro. This was a posh to Zach to Tesis and that Mem. And lefit that Tesis said a Teretz, a Yesoit Mechudosh Meoid, that Epsha Lekayim Shteyem doesn't apply in Hutro. Chidush. Nishmuchach, you could have said Nishmuchach. But Tesis in Amud Aleph only learns B'shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. Shalai b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah? There's no hutro. Rabbeinu Tam took it a step weiter. Not, well, it's hutro. Hashem was matir it already even before the mitzvah. I want to mechadad the dvorim. I want to mechadad the dvorim that Tesis Amud Aleph and Tesis Amud Beis don't have to be the same. Both of them say hutro. Taisus Namud Aleph answered our kasha that it's not shver how why you need it, how you're allowed to change the strings because it's not in Yochel Kaim Shtem. Rabbi Nutan didn't speak about this noise. He said stand the hutra is so stark even before. I want to give you, if you look in Ksuvas Daf Mem and the Taisus that we saw, Taisus and Ksuvas Daf Mem, the whole Taisus is b'shem Rabbi Nutan. Rabbi Nutan didn't hold the teretz of Taisus Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Rabbi Nutan in Ksuvas says the same cheshbon of Migu Bayos. Hutro is a yesoid. That tzitzis is hutro. Every essay the Chalosha says tchuyo, tzitzis is hutro. Why it's hutro? Rabbi Nutan in Memo Mudbeis brings a drosha from the posuk. Dilim taselcho mashma kol hazman. Dilim taselcho ben tzitzis b'tzema, b'tzema b'pishtim. It's a drosha. It's hutro. Taisa Mud Alef said, if it's hutro, he's saying a yesoid. Yochel kaim shtem doesn't apply b'hutro. Rabbi Nutan grade, he learns from hutro, but it could be applied. On Mishkan Shachas. Does he say for Rabbi Nutan? Rabbi Nutan says hutra. Now Rabbi Nutan took the hutra weiter and he said, if it's muter, it's not only muter b'shas the mitzvah, it's muter afilu before. Even b'laylo, even b'noshim, even b'tali she'ulo, it's a hutra. That's Rabbi Nutan's yisoy. Aval, we have to understand, what is this hutra? Rabbi Nutan makes a drosha efshon. What is this hutra? And the Tzad Sheni, we learn out from Tzitzis Lekola Terekulo, Esther Derech Aloysis. We found the same thing in Tesis and Yibum. Yibum was Hutro Lefi Tesis, and even so we had Esther Derech Aloysis. Yibum was Hutro, and even so we had Esther Derech Aloysis. Now, Avada the Pshat in this Hutro, like Rabbi Chonon says, it's a Hutro Mikoyach Tchuyo, meaning to say, it's not a Hutro Bichlolo. Lama Zogin, if a person cuts the corner of the Tzitzis, the heter goes off. So what is the pshat in this hutra? So the Mefarshim explain like this. A mitzvah tzitzis, Hashem gave a mitzvah that doesn't exist only with oivar da'aveir. Like mitzvah sedekach. Every mitzvah in the Torah, when Hashem gave the mitzvah of shofar, I'm stuck. So the Esa pushes away the avodah zarah. I have to do pruvervu, I can't find the isha muteres. I can't find the Isha Mutaras. I marry Isha Asur. No. I push away the Aveir. What's coming to? And Tzitzis, Hashem gave a mitzvah. Take Chayles, put it in Pishta. It's a stirim in Eve Pei. So here we say, Al Kochoch, the gather of the Torah is that the Torah here said that the Aveir doesn't exist. About it. If the Klal is Esa is not Doichalo Isa, the Torah will not say it. Like Taisus says in Daud Amud Aleph, because Hashem could have the mitzvah in different chitimtzes. So if Hashem said to do it, Al Koroch Hashem holds Esa Dechaloisase. And from here we learn the klal of Esa Dechaloisase. The Sifri says a loshen, Zochor v'shomor b'dibur echod nemru. Dovor she'ein ha'pei yochol loymar, ve'ein ha'oizen yochol lishmoya. V'chein, לסיקח איש לסוכיחו יבומו יובו יולאו בדיבורך עוד נאמרו וכן גדיל אם תעשה איך או לסיל בשטנס בדיבורך עוד נעשו. He found only three cases in Sifri. What he means, these three Zachen HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them together. There is no way in the world that Chelis with Pishtun could be existing only at Kilayim. So das is mitzvos lebekach, das is huta. Abad et ha'esad eich alo isaseh. Aber here, this is the tzura that the Torah gave. So tzitzis mit kilayim, das is the tzura from the Torah. B'meile siyei sutra. So tesis. There's two tesis him. Tesis and the mem uses this teretz. Stop. B'meile is no inyan lekayim shteyim. Lekayim shteyim is only when it's a dechir. I'll give you where you see this marshal very, very stark. Yevomistik. We know, the Gemara later in the Fchof will speak about it. The Gemara has a kasha. Esa dechaloisa say, you're allowed to make a yibum midereis. If you have a chayvelavim, you're allowed to do yibum. We say, gzeir abir rishoy not to be a shnir. But you're allowed to do yibum. Frek de gemore, do chalitze. And then you will not have a aveiro. Ve'omar ish lokish, kol mochim shiocha lekayim shteyem, and esa dechaloisa say. It's like gemore, chalitze b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. I'm asking you a kasha. Lefit teis, that every yibum is esa dechaloisa say, so let the Gemara ask a kasha. Never do yibum every time do chalitza. The Gemara will answer the same teretz. Chalitza is garnished. But when the Gemara thought that chalitza is like yibum, and she doesn't understand why every Esa deichalois esen chayve lavim du chalitza. Kedere shlokish. The Teretz is val yibum is hutro and yutro is no svar of yochel lekayim shteyev. But we have to say it's different if it doesn't show him. But that's in the svar of Teisus and Nafmem. Rabbeinu Tam said more than that. The hutro is chal so stark. Forget Rabbeinu Tam didn't hold from the Teretz that we said before. That is no din of yochel lekayim shteyem. Even if it's hutro, zokt Rabbeinu Tam, efshar yochel lekayim shteyem, you have to do shteyem. But when the hutro is chal, it's chal afilu balaylo. When the hutro is chal, it's chal even beisho. When the hutro is chal, it's chal even in tali shehula. So we have to know, it's two chalokim in Rabbeinu Tam. The yisrael of Rabbeinu Tam is eser dechaloisese. Now, Tesis and Nefmem just answers our sugi that we'll have four terutzim. Rabban, Machlekes, and Sugis, Rashba is no strings, Tesis, Bayos, and Tesis, and Ksubes, Migu, with all different Mahalchim, Tesis, and Menoches, Hutro, and Hutro is no klal of Yochel Lekayim Shteyim. Rabbeinu Tam Grade also says the Yesod of Hutro, but Rabbeinu Tam Grade doesn't try to answer our sugi. Our sugi, Rabbeinu Tam learns with a Migu. Our sugi with a Migu. Rabbeinu Tam says, Stam, Yesod. What is the Yesod of Rabbeinu Tam? That it's muta. Well, it's muta, but mele, when it's chal de hutro, it's chal afilu balaylo. It's chal afilu benoshim. It's chal afilu betali sheulo. Aber, if yochel lekayim shteyer, grade, kidai te mekayim shteyer. Aber, when the mitzvah is chal, but mele, it's muta. Dos is the Rabbeinu Tam. Dos is the Rabbeinu Tam. And here is two sharko isofes that we have to go duch. We have to go duch. The first asafa is Rabbi Shimon Shkop and all of Rabbi Seinu HaAchroinim, all of Rabbi Seinu used this Rabbeinu Tam to say a new mehalach in Arteisvus. All of them used the Rabbeinu Tam to say a new mehalach in Arteisvus. And it's poshta, everyone was asking it during the week, but it's a poshta that this is the Tura Sadvori. We're going back to Arteisvus. Voshtet in Arteisvus. Taisa says, and this is Rabbeinu Tam and Ksuvis says it word by word. Vazak Rabbeinu Tam and Ksuvis. Zak Rabbeinu Tam and Ksuvis. And Taisa is by us. That when a person has a beged from linen, he puts two tcheles. Frek Taisa is, he wants to put another two from wool. Zak Taisa says, no, put pishta. We ask the kasha, what is the difference what he's adding? It's anyway kilayim already. And if you will add pishta, it's anyway kilayim. לפי רבנו טעם, it's not a kasha בכלל. The tcheles is a hutro. So if a person has a beged from linen and he has two tcheles, it's muter, even on a mitzvah. So now if he's adding two chutim shalavon, he's creating kilayim. This is the reason Tesis doesn't want him to add two chutim. Because if he's adding two chutim, he's doing kilayim now. No chabot. Tesis says you have a beged shal pishtom. And you have two tcheles. Frek Tesis, you're allowed to add two lavon? Frek Tesis, no. Efshar bepishton, migu against the Tesis. Frek in the achroinim, kash, we're going back to Chazanish, the beginning. Why? What is Tesis' problem bichlal? What is the difference what I'm adding? The beggar is really treif anyway. Another two strings is gonish, is mawe b'shiurim. The Tesis says, but if it's hutro, so it's the tcheles, it's not kilayim bichlal. It's not a shame kilayim, it's a mutar in ganzen. So b'meile, Frek Tesis, how I could add lavon? Now I'm creating kilayim. So Tesis, add pishton. What we're asking, the pishton will be with the tcheles. When the pishton will be with the tcheles, it's a vital bihutra. So this is Tesis kasha. Why am I allowed to add lavon? Add pishton. We're asking, what is the difference? The beggar is a treif anyway. If it's tchuyo, you're right. It's anyway, as the chalais to say. But if it's hutro, it's nishtak in kilayim though. If we learn in Hutra as Mamish Hutra is not Kilayim. So the male calls man and they're adding love on it's not Kilayim. Tcheles is Hutra. Tcheles is Hutra. Add Pishton. The Pishton will be with the Tcheles. Right to Hutra. What is my heter to add love on? So Ktesis, I have a Migu. So we have the answer now on Numa Alach. The Chazanish learned, forget that it's good for the Pele of Tesis. Reb Nochman said, no, this kilayim is muter, that kilayim is not muter. Onam is bashit. The kilayim that I need to have for the mitzvah is hutra. What I don't need to have for the mitzvah, I'm stam adding. Stam adding? Ich mach kilayim? That is Einzach. There's one more hoysofe though. Reb Shlomo Heiman fragt a tzorich iun godel meoid meoid meoid. Bashkof harishoyno etz mamash a kash. Er fragt a kash af Rabbeinu Tam. I wanted to think it over. Ich sag a bissl, es mit nein mit tachen allein weiter. Fragt Reb Shlomo hazeh. Rabbeinu Tam holds talis is hutro. He holds bokem shiocha lekayim shtayem is a problem. He had to come to the migu, Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam holds as talis is hutro, and you're allowed to wear it by night, and you're allowed to wear it by isha, and you're allowed to eat talis sheula. That's the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. That's the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. You're allowed to. Rabbeinu Tam by us had a kasha. I'm allowed to wear the tcheles, but what does matter me to wear the lava? Efshel bepishton, and he said the whole teretz of the migu. Frekt Reb Shlomo, he doesn't understand. When I come to the night, by night, I'm coming to the night, I have a talis with tzitzis. I could take off the strings and efshel lekayim shteyim. What does matter me by night to wear the kilayim and the beged? If Rabbeinu Tam, if we look like Tesis in Amud Aleph, then Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is no din yochel lekayim shteyim, say it. But if Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is also a loche of yochel lekayim shteyim, v'orai Rabbeinu Tam in ksuvus frek tekashe from yochel lekayim shteyim, and he doesn't answer that in tzitzis is no din of yochel lekayim shteyim. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that in tzitzis also is a loche of yochel lekayim shteyim. If in tzitzis is also a loche of yochel lekayim shteyim, if in tzitzis is a loche of yochel lekayim shteyim, so why by night I'm allowed to go with tzitzis with kilayim on my tzitzis? What? Zag Rabbeinu Tam, hutro. But yochel lekayim shteyim. Yochel lekayim shteyim. What if it's the last night of his life? Isha doesn't have to put on in the morning. Tali Shula, he doesn't have to put it on. I want him to start the dvorim. Kasha of Zayn, the Shter Nesach. We have a kasha in the sugya. What is the heter tzemer lepishtim bepishtim letzemer? We have four terutzim. Machlekes asugyes, no chutim, migu, and hutro. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't use the teretz of hutro. Tesis and Mem Amud Aleph use the teretz of hutro. Rabbeinu Tam use the teretz of migu. Dainu Rabbeinu Tam holds that even that he's saying the shtikul teira that it's mutar balaylo, even that he holds the shtikul teira of tali sheulo, even that he holds on a heter, aber if yochel lekayim shteyim, he never said the shtikul teira. He said, if it's a heter, it's a heter loylo. Frank Reb Shlomo, so what is the heter by night to go with the talis? What is the heter by night to go with the talis? Yochel lekayim shteyim, take off the chutim. When memakim hutro is no yochel lekayim shteyim, Tesis could have answered Pasha. This is easy. You have to do what you want in tzitzis. The talis is Rabbeinu Tam holds that in tzitzis, even that it's hutro, but if yochel lekayim shteyim, you have to be lekayim shteyim. What? I want to be married. Reb Shlomo gehalten as a zashtarke kashe till he said that Rabbeinu Tam only said it on the tcheles and not on the lovon. Only by tcheles is utro. Lovon is nish utro. Our taste is him is on lovon. And in tcheles you're allowed to leave it, but every night you have to take off the lovon. What? So don't wear it in Shabbos. What is the kashe? Who said you're allowed to wear it in Shabbos? For sure. What's the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds. What is the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds that by night you're allowed to wear talis. Without the lovon you have to take off. It's meduik in the Gemara and Menoches. Omar Shmuel tcheles ein bo mishum kilayim. Rabbeinu Tam said shtikultei rehutro only on the tcheles. Savade nishta ze. Lo yishomanu that noshim have to take off the lovon. Lo yishomanu that balaylo you have to take off the lovon. So the shaila is, so what is the answer in Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam holds hutro. Hutro, even balaylo, even by isho, even by shul, that the mitzvah is nadir, val is the hutro on the side of the mitzvah, you're allowed to wear it. But mitzad sheni, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't answer like Tesis and Mem Amud Aleph, that our sugya is not shvel. Because yochel lekayim shteyim, because hutro is not matir. The Torah says, even that you hold hutro, but we explain hutro doesn't mean stam hutro, means the essa is matir in ganzen. If the essa is matir in ganzen, so Taste Rabbi Tam holds, Yochel Kaim Shtem is no heter. So what's me the Lilo? No, the Teretz is poshet. Shtem bleibt schwer, aber the Teretz is poshet. Rabbi Tam holds, first you have to think if I have a mitzvah or not. By day, I have a mitzvah or not. And then, now by day, I have a mitzvah or not. Tcheles, I have a mitzvah. Lovon efshar b'inyan acher. So the mitzvah doesn't start. After I get a migu and I have a mitzvah, now it's mutar lo'il meyad. Rabbi Tam by day. Tesis and Daf Mem Amud Aleph learns that while it's hutro, even b'shas by day, I don't have to come to it. I could have done the mitzvah different. It's no din yochel lekayim shteim. Rabbi Tam was not mekabel that. It's with going with the normal klolim of esed echeloisese. Forget we learn out from here lekol after yekula esed echeloisese. After we finish the normal klolim of esed echeloisese, and we have the normal klal of esed echeloisese, and it's mutal. The heter stays lo'il meyad. By night, by noshim, by she'ulo, the heter stays. First you have to measure if the mitzvah needs it or not. So if zochinu ledin, if we make a cheshbon, we have gedenkin the shittas. We have four shittas, be'etzem, in the sugya. The yesod of the sugya is a kasha, stocha halacha from Reish Lakish, yochel lekayim shteim. And after then we have a Ramban, machlekes asugyas. I had to see the Ramban himself in the second terrace, he tries to go with Rabbeinu Tam. Machlekes Asugyas. The Rashba is no Chutim. Tesis was not Mekabel, not Machlekes Asugyas, and not that is no Chutim. And Tesis said Migu. And that Migu we have a Poris Beirim, the Chazanish, Rab Nochem's Hezber, Rab Ruven Hezber, the Andere Hezber, Vosi the Pshat in Tesis. Rabbeinu Tam himself in Ksubes says the Tesis. Tesis in Menoches Daf Mem, another Teretz. Val is a Hutro in Tzitzis. B'meile is the cloud that this aloch of yochel lekayim shteim doesn't exist. Because as even gemara legabi tuma, when it's muter, when it's a tchuyu yochel lekayim shteim, when it's a hutro, it's no inyan to lekayim shteim. Fakel, it's already muter. Rabbi Nutam himself, grade, he's avi avois, the teire fun hutro, and he says even more from that, that it's muter even balaylo, but it's under your side. After it's muter, bayoim, it's muter balaylo. Or the first, when we dan legabi de bayoim, so like Rabbeinu Tam, we're going with Alek Loli from Kol HaTere Kulo. Yochel Lekayim Shteyem, Bemele Yidola Beheter. After you finish to put on the tzitzis with Ale Heterim, with Migu, if it's Mutter for 1 minute, it stays Mutter Lo'ilo. If you look good in Chulin Kuf Yud Alef, Chulin Kuf Yud Alef, Tesis brings down Rabbeinu Tam, and he says these words, V'keivon Shehutar L'Shaitoi, Hutar Lo'ilo. On the first end of Hutar L'Shaitoi, Rabbeinu Tam is Nish the Shitta from the Yesh Meforshi. Kedai to send Reb Shleime in a veinik, are you gefragt? Aber in unserem Misgeres, I think Yom Rishon, we have to go weiter. No, do you think you don't have to put out the lover? How does this make it? By night, take on the stage. By night, don't meet him anyway. You don't have to go to the Aveira. It's not a real
Efshel
Kaim Shteim.
Right.
So
you're not doing the mitzvah.
Not in the mitzvah. Anyway, not doing the mitzvah. Yeah, but you don't have a problem. You're not
doing anything.
Right, but anyway, you're not doing nothing by night.
Rabbi said.
According to some sheets, if you were.
No, we're going to find other sheets.
Rabbi said this year, a couple years ago, that the Shomer Zalman says. Shabbos, what's the problem? Make a kesher, take off right after Shabbos. So that's the case here. You can't undo it every night.
It
would never be tzitzis.
Undo it. There's no way to make it.
No, but then no. You can't have enough to do with the beggar. No.
I hear it so still.
Remember, she said don't wear the beggar. Then you have to take it off. Don't hit the leg.